That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Simon, thank you so much for joining us. It is a pretty warm start to the morning as you step out the door right now. Jamie, not feeling too bad. I had the jacket on this morning and realized I didn't need it.
I know. You don't really need it. It's pretty, as you mentioned, pretty mild out there. Temperatures are in the 50s across much of the region and the 60s even in some areas. So really the trend this weekend will be warm. We'll have mild mornings, we'll have warm afternoons, and a touch unsettled most of the weekend for most areas. We'll stay dry with those rain chances increasing on Monday, but there are a few minor exceptions that we will be talking about this morning. But if you're heading out this morning, currently at Lambert, we are at 58 degrees. That wind out of the southwest, noticeable again, 17 miles per hour. So today will be warm, but it will also be breezy. Again, kind of what we've been getting used to. Temperatures elsewhere, we have many areas in the 60s. We have 64 back to our west in Washington, 62 just to our north in St. Charles, and to our east, 61 at Scott Air Force Base. So all of those right there in the upper 50s to low 60s. We did have some clouds roll through overnight. Those clouds are moving out of here in many areas, so I think we're going to have a decent amount of sunshine here through the morning hours, but overall today we'll have some clouds around. So clouds and sun mixing at times, but not completely overcast for much of the day. So a mix of clouds and sun, partly cloudy, partly sunny. Technically, partly sunny is less sunshine than partly cloudy, if we want to get technical there. So in there somewhere, clouds and sun mixing by 11 a.m., 71 degrees. Our highs today will be in the mid-70s again, maybe a touch cooler than yesterday, but we will take a look at your Easter Sunday forecast here coming up in just a few minutes, as well as talk about a few of those slight storm chances. We do have a slight chance of a spot storm tonight into early tomorrow morning, Laura.
All right, looking forward to all of that, Jamie. Thanks so much. Our top story this morning, a 25-year-old woman is dead after a shooting in Tower Grove East. It happened just before 4 this morning on Arsenal between Louisiana Avenue and South Compton, which does appear to be a residential area on the map. Police say when they arrived, the woman was suffering from gunshot wounds to the chest and arm. She was taken to a hospital where sadly she did not make it. Homicide detectives are investigating and say a suspect has been detained. A jury finds the suspect charged in the death of Jackie Mitchell guilty on most of the charges against him. The trial started earlier this week. The judge sent the case back to the jury around 11:30 yesterday morning. It took them less than 5 hours to reach a verdict. They found Joseph DeJoie guilty of involuntary manslaughter, but not guilty of second-degree murder. Additionally, they found him guilty on charges including tampering with evidence, abandonment of a corpse, possession of a controlled substance, kidnapping, sodomy, and rape. Then the jury went back to deliberate on a suggested sentence, and they recommended the maximum sentence for the majority of the convictions, including 3 life sentences for the sex crimes. Investigators found Mitchell dead in DeJoie's apartment in Maryland Heights in March of last year. Her family reported her missing after last hearing from her on Tuesday, March 14, 2023. She was last seen on surveillance that night leaving Maggie O'Brien's in Sunset Hills. Prosecutors say Mitchell met up with DeJoie afterwards. Her body was in his bedroom for 6 days. The judge will formally sentence him on May 17th. The 22-year-old charged with striking and killing a mother and daughter from Chicago as they crossed the street faces a new charge. Monte Henderson appeared before a St. Louis judge on Friday. Fox Files investigator Mitch McCoy breaks down what happened.
Hi there, good to be with you. The grand jury added a misdemeanor driving while intoxicated charge against Monte Henderson. He's already facing involuntary manslaughter and armed criminal action. For the victim's family, the courtroom was the first stop to an even bigger challenge.
We have trust in you, God.
If only the power of prayer,
in Jesus' name, we pray,
could bring back the people whose pictures now fill a poster. The family of 42-year-old Leticia Bracero and 21-year-old Alyssa Cordova hold back tears. Where one story ends, but a new mission begins.
We're not going to stop demanding justice.
Earlier in the day, Monte Henderson faced a judge for a preliminary hearing, pleading not guilty to involuntary manslaughter, armed criminal action, and now DWI. Letitia and Alyssa's family drove from Chicago to be in court Friday and saw Henderson in person for the first time.
My family keeps being devastated. You know, seeing him was, obviously we anticipated it, but it hurts still.
The Chicago mother-daughter duo were crossing the street after a concert on Valentine's Day when an out-of-control SUV slammed into them at 18th and Olive. Investigators say real-time crime center cameras caught Henderson's SUV blowing red lights and speeding around Compton before the horrific crash.
We're so angry how somebody could sit up there and plead not guilty knowing that he took them from us.
Video of the crash had been leaked online. It appears to have come from a real-time crime center camera. We have seen the video and are not airing it because it's too graphic to show on TV. Police officials say that there's an internal investigation into the leak.
That's something that you never want to see. And when I was forwarded the video, I had already anticipated that it was going to be a hard image to see. But I literally had no words. It was horrible. You can't unsee it.
The 22-year-old suspect appeared in court with support by his side, hugging loved ones before going back home, where he's been ordered to house arrest.
He sleeps in his bed. He eats at his table. He gets to hug his family. What do we got? We're just broken. We're broken.
Henderson has no criminal record. Court records reveal, though, that Henderson did receive multiple speeding tickets in the last few years. He'll be back in court on April 23rd. For the Fox Files, I'm investigator Mitch McCoy.
Growing concern over reckless driving in St. Louis. Two separate crashes resulted in damaged cars and condemned property. Home video capturing the driver of an SUV barreling into garages on Wyoming Street Friday morning. Police ticketed the driver. The vehicle appeared to have expired temporary tags. Earlier that morning on Neosho Street, a Ring doorbell camera captured someone driving the wrong way. Then look at this here, backing up and hitting several cars on that block.
Car was going down the street the wrong way initially, and then they're still facing the wrong way, and then they back up and make contact with a bunch of cars on our block here. She's only had the car for about 3 months and, you know, made one payment and bam, almost got smoked by a car a couple weekends ago, so it's pretty scary.
Thankfully, we haven't heard of any injuries, but his family now faces a pretty costly repair bill there. People who live nearby say they simply want to be safe. You can read the very latest from police over on our website, fox2now.com. A public visitation and private funeral taking place in Riley Strain's hometown of Springfield, Missouri. The 22-year-old University of Missouri student went missing while visiting Nashville, Tennessee on March 8th. His body found in a river after a two-week search. Police do not think his death is suspicious, and an autopsy did determine his death was accidental, but his family is now requesting a second autopsy. The parents of the 16-year-old student critically injured in a fight near Hazelwood East High School say she's now speaking. Kaylee Gaines's parents say she was taken out of the ICU, and since then, she's been able to have limited verbal conversation and started speech therapy. She's also been able to go on short walks with the assistance of hospital staff, but she reportedly does not remember the fight that led to her hospitalization. As concerns over education grow across our country, a new charter school is coming to the St. Louis area. Fox 2's Taylor Harris speaks with the founders about what students can expect in the fall.
Believe Academy SCL, a new charter school, is slated to open in St. Louis this fall in hopes of providing inner city youth with a quality education.
What St. Louis can expect is a high performance school with high expectations for our kids that ensures that all of our students that leave Believe Academy are ready to either go away to a four-year university, leave with a career certification, or have an associate's degree when they leave us.
The school will be located at the Central Baptist Church Educational Center. The founders started the first Believe School
school in Indianapolis and the Believe Academy SEL will resemble the original school. They are welcoming all students.
We're serving the same population that all of the traditional public schools are serving. We're a Title I school. Over 80% of our students receive free and reduced lunch. We're not selecting different kids.
The Believe Academy is now accepting 9th and 10th grade students. Senate Bill 727 addresses statewide reform for public education, including funding for charter schools. The Children's Education Alliance of Missouri states the St. Louis charter sector had a graduation rate that was 19.2% higher than St. Louis public schools. Community members are excited the founder took this initiative.
Kudos to Kim and the whole Believe Academy team for really standing up and say we're going to do something about these low test scores and this low achievement in our city, and we're going to try to cut off the school-to-prison pipeline.
The Children's Education Alliance of Missouri states in St. Louis, the charter sector had 30% more students testing as proficient or advanced in St. Louis public schools. Fox 2 reached out to St. Louis public schools, and they said that they were unavailable for comment on this matter.
The founder of Believe School stated that 90% of the students from the Indianapolis Believe School will be graduating with a career certification, associate's degree, or prepare for the workforce. The academy is set to open for the 2024-2025 school year. Reporting in Midtown, Taylor Harris, Fox 2 News.
It's been nice not needing the jackets as we saw Taylor. Sleeveless dress. Is it that kind of weather for Easter weekend, Jamie?
Yeah, you know, it's looking really warm this weekend. So I think a lot of those spring dresses we might actually be able to wear. In the past, I feel like I get my daughter a cute little Easter dress and it's too cold. So, yeah, it's nice. With that, though, comes some slight or minor thunder shower chances tonight. Also tomorrow afternoon and evening, really the better rain chances are going to be holding off until Monday. But look at these numbers, well above normal. Normal today, 62. Yesterday, we were well up into the 70s, the upper 70s, and well above normal. So that continues today and tomorrow. A strong cold front comes through on Monday. That brings our next chance of widespread rain and storms, as well as some stronger storms. And then we will see cooler weather as we head into next week. Now, opening day is on Thursday, so that forecast getting more and more in view and more confidence in that forecast. Right now, it is looking pretty seasonable, maybe a touch below normal for this time of year, and also dry and quiet. So that is great news. This cold front sinks into our area. It's going to stall. That will be the focus for potentially a few showers and thunder showers, mainly along that front or north of that front tonight, and then again for tomorrow. Innsbruck Resort showing good visibility. That's about all we can make out from there. A little bit of cloud cover. Also Highland, Illinois, showing some of that cloud cover out in the distance. So we had some clouds roll through. A lot of those are clearing. That means I think we'll have a pretty bright start across much of the region. This is our Washington Avenue camera. Very good visibility from there. You can see quite a ways. 64 degrees. That wind at southwest at 17 miles per hour. It will be breezy again today. 56, a little bit cooler to our north and east in Litchfield, Illinois, 59 in Vandalia. As you move to the metro, though, we're in the low 60s for most places, 59 for DeSoto and for Cook Station. So for today, we are expecting those temperatures in the mid-70s with that mix of clouds and sunshine. Overnight tonight, we could maybe have a few spot showers. Those look to lift pretty far to the north of our area by tomorrow morning. So I really don't think our Easter morning egg hunts or Easter morning church services are going to be impacted. So that's the good news. We will have a lot of cloud cover out there tomorrow morning, but look at those temperatures. It will be mild again. Then for tomorrow afternoon, we are expecting some showers and storms to develop north of that front. So that front sinks into our area as a cold front. It stalls. It lifts back to the north tomorrow, and we could have some storms north of that front. There will be a hail threat with those storms tomorrow. But overall, that threat does look to stay limited the way it's looking right now to northeastern Missouri into west central Illinois. So there is a chance that some of our northern counties see a little bit of that action develop in the afternoon as that front lifts north. But then once it's north of our area, we'll see the storms limited mainly to that area. It will continue into tomorrow night. And then Monday morning, Monday afternoon, Monday there comes some question marks there in the forecast. But Monday afternoon and evening, storms are likely. The severe threat, that's where some of the questions come in. If we have some showers, maybe a few weaker thunderstorms around Monday morning, more cloud cover, that severe threat will be lower for the afternoon. But if we have more sunshine, dry conditions Monday morning, then those storms are going to be likely Monday afternoon, evening into Monday night, and those will likely also be severe, or many of them could be severe. So tomorrow, spot storms north, storms likely on Monday, and then Tuesday, scattered showers, windy and cooler. So for today, 75 degrees, west winds 10 to 15. Tonight, spot showers or thunder showers possible. I really think most of that, though, stays out of our area, but we could have a little bit into early Easter morning. But by Easter sunrise, I think we're back to dry, just mostly cloudy, 56 degrees. Your extended forecast Monday, we already talked about that, looking like it has the potential to be a pretty active afternoon and evening. Into Monday night, showers and windy on Tuesday. Look at that temperature change, 20 degree drop from your highs Monday to Tuesday. Thursday, the home opener, 61 degrees. We could see the 70s return by